Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Listen, this is Bishop Barrett. I am so excited. I come to you in this moment as you have opened up this email with such gratitude, with such humility, but also with great joy and great excitement for the God that we serve. Beloved, we are at a very holy time according to the Jewish calendar. You must join me next Friday, September the 29th. Now listen, starting last night, Wednesday, was the beginning of the 10 days of penitence, rather the 10 days of repentance, where we ask God to forgive us for any sins known or unknown. We ask God to remove anything that may be a thorn in our flesh. We pray to God for the sins of our loved ones. I want you to write down 10 things that you need God to do in your life. It could be the healing of a loved one. Forgive someone for their sin, whether known or unknown, 10 things. And I will give you further instructions. I will give you further instructions. I want you to click on the link and get your miracle seat in, and you're going to be joining me next Friday for Yom Kippur, which is the Hebrew name for the Day of Atonement. We're going to move into at-one-ment. Let me tell you 7 things what is going to happen as you connect your seed to your faith. In the book of Exodus, God said, in order for me to bless my people, I must make provisions for them to be at one with me so that I may bless them. What is going to happen when you release this miracle seed of the 5878 according to the Jewish calendar? This is the year according to the Jewish calendar. It is not 2017. According to the Jewish calendar, it is 5878. And I'm asking you, my friend, to release the seed of the 5817, symbolizing this new year. And I'm going to be sharing more with you on next Friday on the prophetic prayer fast shed-in, the Day of Atonement. But I want to go further. I want you to write down 10 things or 10 loved ones that you need God to bring healing in or to forgive someone for a sin. Maybe you held on to something that you shouldn't be holding on to. You're going to write down 10 things, and I'm going to give you some instructions on what to do with it tonight on the call at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to give you some divine instructions. Come on the call with those 10 things. Maybe there's a loved one. Maybe you are angry at someone. Maybe you were bitter. Maybe you were frustrated. Maybe you gossiped. Maybe you spoke against someone. I do not want to see your name scratched out of the book of life because something that you held on to. Now, let me talk to you about the 7 things that is going to happen. I want you to get this, beloved. This is very powerful. This is the third time where we get an open heaven in this year. It is when Christ was on the cross. It is the second time was when on the day of Pentecost. And the third time is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, where the heavens are opened up unto you. What is going to happen as you release your miracle seed? Someone's going to double it. 22 is going to double it. I'm going to do the 15778. What is going to happen? I want to tell you these 7 blessed things that is going to happen as you're moving in faith. Oh, right now. Come on, right now. It's moving. It's moving even right now. The power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost is moving right now. The power, the power, the power. Heaven, the heavens are opened up unto you. You will bore a hole into heaven and receive the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and it shall not add any sorrow, beloved. What are the 7 things? What are the 7 things? I'm going to share more with you tonight, but I want to share just a fruit with you. What is going to happen as you step in faith and click on that miracle link to release these blessings? Number one, you're going to receive the double portion. That is a part of it, the double portion. You're going to receive the double portion. I'll share more with you. Number two, you're going to receive financial promises, and there's scriptures that is backing it up. And then number three, you're going to come into your season of restoration. Your season of restoration. The fourth thing that is going to happen, oh, special miracles. I'll share more with you tonight at 7:30 p.m. Get your seed in the ground. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Do not let the devil weaken your faith. Move in faith and get your seed in the ground so that you can experience the 7 miraculous miracles of the blessings of atonement. God is bringing you into at-one-ment, atonement once again. He's going to atone anything that the devil has tried to take from you. I want to invite you to begin to experience every powerful blessing available to you as you honor God today, on this holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Don't wait, beloved. Don't procrastinate. This is powerful and amazing things that is going to happen for you. Click on the link and get your seat in the ground. And for those of you that do the 157-78, I have something special that I want to send to you. If you do not have a mezuzah, I want to send that to you as well. I want to send you one of my mezuzahs. I'll share more with you about that, what it is. It is very powerful. It is very powerful. You must put God's name on your house. You must inscribe God's name on your house. I'll share more with you about that. I only have a few. Get your mezuzah with all of my instructions and a special oil according to scripture that you will need to perform these things. It's going to bless you. Your house is going to change. Your household is going to change. Where there has been discord, peace. Where there have been raging storms, it will calm down. Where there has been lack, you're going to see blessings. Where you felt unprotected, you're going to see protection. What is going to happen as you take this mezuzah that I must send to you? It will begin to summon an angel from heaven to cover your house. Angels will cover your house. Your house will be a dwelling and a resting place from angels as they descend and ascend, fulfilling God's instructions. They will rest in your house. You'll know what you're feeling. You will hear the fluttering of angels. Oh, Rabbi Sando, even right now, there's an angel right beside you right now. There's an angel right now beside you. Move in faith and click on that link and get your seat on the ground. Do not procrastinate. There are storms brewing all over the place. Storms in the Pacific, storms in the Atlantic, storm in your relationship, storm in your places of work. Oh, Rabba Sati Lilibek Rabba Sanda, the power is already yours right now, beloved. Do not miss the 7 blessings of the atonement while we are in our 10 days of penitence leading up to Yom Kippur next week's Friday, September the 29th. Join me. We're going to be fasting, praying, prophesying on that conference call line. It is going to be dynamic and on fire. Now click on that link. And I want to put aside those of you that is going to receive my special bless mezuzah that I must send you. God bless you. Peace and many blessings. I'll see you tonight. Write down the 10 things that you need God to help you with. To forgive, or you can even write down the name of a loved one that is hurting and watch God move in their life and in your life. God bless you, beloved. Peace.